Good evening. This is Reverend Book Byrne. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we're going to have George W. Bush's unbirthday party. Yes, it's the actual day today, and we'll have a special acknowledgement for that throughout the show. Tonight's theme is George W. Bush's unbirthday party, and going to start with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas doing Dancing in the Streets. For Georgie.
I'm gone. Good to see you.
The apostles were just admin with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he bit the threads. But those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. Chapter 11, when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They'd no longer sell out the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid. Crawls and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a crawls and die. Well, the Renaissance meant kinder, gentler Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. No one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax free. It's amazing what folks won't give to dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. Demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. I said, someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and jump on a cross and fuck it, die.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, plus two Washington State radio stations, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And tonight's theme is George W. Numbnuts Bush's unbirthday party, and it is the actual day. And there's a lot of songs for that and some news pertaining to that, some birthday greetings from a lot of people, and a letter coming up later from George W. more on Bush himself about why he punked out of coming to Philadelphia for July 4th. And we'll also talk about the July 4th action that happened 2 days ago, which was great, and the Reverend's accidental miscommunication with the Lord on that day. All of that is to come. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other theocratic Christian supremacist church. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the very first time ever, we're going to have a rehabilitation show for child sexual abusive priests. We're going to attempt to rehab them, and so there'll be a lot of music, there'll be a lot of humor and wicked humor, as well as actual clinical exercises and techniques designed to rehab these sick fucks in the priesthood, as well as any other moral crusader, the Family Values Congress people, the TV evangelists, the usual women-hating, sex-negative, censor-everything, ban birth control and abortion types. And we're going to rehabilitate these freakazoids who've been abusing so many thousands of children and introduce them to adult sexuality. That is next week on The Reverend Is In. In 2 weeks, the much-anticipated show for the heartbroken, the first installment, and there will probably be at least two of these in a row. This has been growing by leaps and bounds, and big thanks to everybody who sends ideas and thoughts. And we're going to get some help from Lord Jesus, who will probably be here one of those nights, the Peace and Healing Show in 2 weeks, and we'll give you one song as a taste of that tonight. And future shows, the possible live appearance of Jennifer Hunter, some other live guests, and there may be some weeks off when the Reverend accepts some of these weird invitations and goes elsewhere, half as the Reverend and half as somebody who needs time off from a 7-day week schedule. So these are the things to come. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Let's see. A big hello. There's been more new people lately, and hello to all the new folks and people from the July 4th action. It was a great time for the Reverend, and had a great post-action partying train with a really great group of people from Boston, including members of the Girl on Top band. And if they get some music to me, you can hear them on this show. Meanwhile, they're on the web at girlontop.com, featuring guitar and vocals by Karen DiBiase. Apologies if that's said wrong. And there were so many great people at the July 4th action. I don't know where to even begin. But hello to Not In Our Name, the Greater Camden Unity Coalition, the very artistically creative people who made giant floats, puppets, props, artistic expressions, and other exhibitions of talent the Reverend never had. Hello to the people from the Zendik Commune, and they have a really great comic book, and they have a lot of technology, which is not my mental image of a commune. You can check them out at Zendik, Zendik.org. And the Reverend met for the second time a PhD candidate who is planning a dissertation and wants to talk to the Reverend about whatever, communications, broadcasting, social activism, getting the word out despite the corporate media, and underground entertainment, and what have you. So I don't know if I'll hear from either of these PhD candidates, but they are welcome to stay in touch, tune into the show. If they tune in, great. If not, that's totally cool also. But if they do, you'll hear about it if that gets interesting. Let's see. The Reverend met briefly Perverts for Peace, and they were an interesting group of people, and maybe you'll even meet one someday on this show, but I don't want to hold my breath on that one. Got all kinds of messages, too, for W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner Enron Ho, War Criminal, Civilian Massacrist, 9/11 Cover-Upper Bush, and we'll get some of those greetings little later, as well as the letter that Bush wrote to the Reverend for tonight's show. And from the mailbag, I got an interesting question, and it's probably from somebody new, because people who know the Reverend know that this is the case. Is it true what the Reverend said on last Sunday night's show with a live guest, Godstopper, about not being a part of their group or being a part of any group, actually? And the answer to your question is yes, it is most definitely true. That wasn't a joke. I support a lot of things. I will go to actions. I will plug all kinds of groups and causes and things that I think are great, as well as underground scenes and things that I think either liberate people internally and help them become true free thinkers, or things that are positive energy outlets for advocating or fighting for change. But the Reverend is not in any organization, does not subscribe to any form of groupthink, including the groupthink freethinkers. And the Reverend does not indulge in any peer pressure, who to like, what music to like, who is a bad person, what is a bad record. All of that. Thinking for yourself is at the core of my being, and that is unchangeable. So yes, it was true, I wasn't joking. And anything more on the subject, feel free to write. Since there's new people plus the people the Reverend met at the action, we will review just a couple of the contests in which people can win tremendous pots of prizes. This includes all kinds of CDs, diversity in music like the show, and diversity in prizes, donations from all kinds of people, including live guests of the past and musicians. And the primary contest and the biggest pot of gold is the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest. So if you're ever near Corona, California, and there are some punks from around there who might beat you to this contest winning, and if somebody wins before you, you can still win. But by far the best pot of gold is for the first winner of the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest. They are in Corona, California, and you can find them at crossroadschurch.com and click on worship services and directions and map and get them Sunday morning. If you don't want to actually flash or moon erotic art that's tasteful or distasteful, hardcore smut, all counts, as well as airdropping smut, stroning the region around the church with things that will rattle their cage also counts. And we have people who are determined to win this, and before we go out there to do it ourselves for a Reverend Bookburn video project with Pastor Bader and possibly others from the East Coast, as well as the West Coast folks, you win very big. The other main contest is the pie, the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys, a mockery of what the band once was in the 80s. And you can pie one or more of them, up to four. There's four members of that, including that scab singer. And if you get them, you also win big stuff. So the contests are on, and you can get all kinds of prizes. And there's more donated all the time, plus the stuff that Lord Jesus and Reverend Bookburn cooks up all the time. Rare videos, rare CDs, rare movies, cult classics, and underground classics, the works. If you want to see some good coverage of the July 4th action in Philadelphia that W. Numbnuts Bush punked out of, you can bypass the offerings of the corporate media and go directly to the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, which is phillyimc.org, and there's pictures there as well, and information about the arrest of two organizers from a great organization called the Kensington Welfare Rights Union. And there were a lot of other folks who, I'm not sure if they got in trouble or not, but there was a healthcare advocacy group, I believe ACT UP, who also did an action and got into something or other with police. And if I find out about it or if they need help, I will let you know. Oh, I don't want to get into too much stuff. I want to get back to the music. I brought a ton of music. I overplanned. I have more material and more music than I could possibly fit in. On RadioVolta.org broadcast stream, I believe the next DJ has canceled, the great DJ Comet. But still, I don't want to go overtime on some of the outlets. And hello to Pastor Bader, who has also been helping with the pot of prizes for the winners of the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest. If you are from out of town and still in the city from the action, or if you're passed through Philadelphia, or if you are from the Philadelphia area, you want to be sure to go to Wood and Shoe Books and Records, which is right off of South Street. It's on 5th. Between South and Lombard. It's called Wooden Shoe Books and Records. The Reverend was there this weekend and got all kinds of goodies, some of which you will receive this evening, as well as some contest prizes. And it is just overwhelming. There is way too much stuff to even go through it in one visit. But again, it's called Wooden Shoe Books and Records, and it's on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Okay, all right, one or two funny things, and then get into the music, and then we'll have the unbirthday party for George W. Numbnuts Moron, President by a Coup Bush. Have you ever heard of a consecrated virgin? There is a site of American Christian Taliban types, and they're just as whacked in the head as the XXX Church with their abstinence and being sex negatives and everything is a word a lot of people abuse, by the way. Addiction. You're a sex addict or a porn addict or a love addict and other myths that don't exist. And This group goes even further, and they want people to become born-again virgins. So, I knew I wouldn't say it without laughing. If you want to become a born-again virgin, you can go to Consecrated Virgin's website. And so, even if you are not a virgin, you can become a holy virgin again. I don't know if they want you to put on a burqa or a veil or a nun's outfit, but Consecrated Virgins, you'll die laughing if you go here. consecratedvirgins.org/cv/whatcv.html. Let's see, there's some people who passed away who are worth mentioning, and there was a racist sack of shit who died who's not worth mentioning, and we'll acknowledge the dead also later tonight. And I want to give a plug for a play about the death penalty that is coming to Philadelphia. It's not just in New York, and so it's very possibly all over the country, called Exonerated, which means that one or more people, I believe more than one, are the subjects of this play, in which their retrials and DNA testing and the like have proven that these people on death row were actually innocent of the homicides in which they were charged. So while war criminals and the ultimate terrorists of this entire world, the Bush regime, managed to stay off of death row, there were many innocent people on death row, and some of whom got exonerated, and that is the subject of a play called Exonerated, which is recommended. We're going to play the first song for George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, Religious Supremacist, Taliban Wannabe Bush, from the 1980s. It was originally about Ronald Reagan, kind of a surrogate father for W. Numbnuts Bush, and Margaret Thatcher in England, who was quite similar. And this is by Heaven 17. It's called We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. Lord, make this machine work. We beseech thee.
Just sit there on your ass and like that funky chain dance. Brother, sister, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist group thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing.
History will repeat itself. Crisis point, we need the hour. And of course we do no good. Hard to ask, I feel your heart. It's a proof of funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No.
Your town, happy land. They've had their fascist group thing. Population, grab that thing by the throat.
feel tonight will move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come on, your hands and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove, babe. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove, babe. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove, babe. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove, babe.
Thank you. down. As the record spins around, you recognize this sound. Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We'd like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's a night tonight? Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't rhyme. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. And just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuits.
And do what you like. No red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch nigger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. Stetson Sonic suggests for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, your piano man. Play how you like.
You know we're getting busy, can't be corrected. Shake there, have to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
At your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification.
Reverend Bookburn from the Reverend is in.
Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Cheney, Vice President of the United States, wishing a happy birthday to my numbnuts commander. I want to assure you that our investment in American troops' blood is paying off very handsomely, and they will not die in vain. Our profits for Halliburton Corporation and other companies we are tied to are projected to be even greater than the original estimates. So, thank you, Mr. President, for exchanging blood for war. Our profits will begin rolling in very shortly. Happy birthday, numbnuts. This is Dickless Cheney. And this song is by Pearl Jam. And this goes out to George W. Moron Bush. This is called Bush Ligger.
This is such a happening tailpipe of a party. Black sugar, I guess, is so refined. A confidence man, but why so beleaguered? He's not a leader, he's a Texas leaguer. Swinging for the fence. Got lucky with a strike. Drilling for fear makes the job simple. Born on third, thinks he got a triple. The haves have not a clue. The immenseness of suffering and the odd negotiation, the rarity with onion skin plausibility of life and a keyboard reaffirmation.
George, honey, this is the very loose Condoleezza Rice saying, happy birthday. I love serving you drinks and pretzels in my French maid outfit
And if you fall and bang your face again, I will simply come up with a creative spin to present to the press. I love you, Massa. I mean, sir. And I love role-playing and getting on all fours for you. This is Condoleezza Rice saying, happy birthday, Georgie.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send them to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
From Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
Happy birthday to the President of the United States. This is Osama bin Laden, and I want to wish you a happy birthday. I want to thank you for taking the godly route and announcing that you believe that marriage is only defined as a holy union between a man and a woman. My group, Al-Qaeda, and myself also want to thank you for overthrowing a secular government leader we always hated named Saddam Hussein and bringing in so many godly people into Iraq and creating religious wars and mayhem in that country that we hated so much. We deeply admire you for all of the civilian slaughter that you have perpetrated in the last couple of years. And even though we may be half-brothers, when your daddy and my daddy were at the same oil conglomerate conferences decades ago, I hope someday we will set aside our differences and kiss and make up, since we have so much in common regarding policies towards women, sexual minorities, and all sex positives. Happy birthday, Mr. President, from Osama bin Laden. All right, going to play a song for the mighty Boston crew from the July 4th action, including the band Girl on Top from girlontop.com. This is one of my goodies from Wooden Shoe. It's a compilation called Class Pride Worldwide, Volume 2, from Insurgents Records, insurgents.net. And this band is from beautiful Canada. They're called The Prowlers, and this track is entitled We Come Out First. You heard The Prowlers, We Come Out First. Daryl Turney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Pearl Jam did Bush Ligger from their new Riot Act CD. Digital Underground did Do What Ya Like. And Marilyn Manson did The Dope Show. And started off with Heaven 17 doing We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is George W. Numbnuts Bush's unbirthday party. And if you're new and you want the playlist, which has every song title plus all the plugs and web links to the articles or anything endorsed, as well as a show summary, contest write-ups, etc., write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And I will send that to you, and if you say put me on the mailing list, I will do just that. Okay, a number of people passed away. Three of the four are worthy of mention. Katharine Hepburn passed away. This woman was for many decades a pro-choice advocate, and long before 99% of Radio Volta was even born, she was supporting a woman named Margaret Sanger, who got involved in birth control and reproductive rights in the early 1900s after seeing Emma Goldman speak on birth control and abortion rights. And she was a Margaret Sanger supporter, And she knew what a load of bullshit the rhetoric of the anti-abortion movement was, saying that Sanger was a eugenicist and Sanger was this and that and pure crap. Margaret Sanger was from a kind of progressive lefty union organizing background, was anti-racist, was anti-war, very pro-labor, and was one of the pioneers, along with Emma Goldman, of the birth control and abortion rights movement in this country. And Katharine Hepburn was a longtime supporter of her, as well as Choice, and also was a great acting person. So farewell to Katharine Hepburn. Also, jazz great Herbie Mann passed away at age 73 of prostate cancer. Barry White died at age 58 from kidney failure, and the Reverend almost lost a very close relative from the exact same thing. Somebody age 72. Very close call, but with a happy ending, but not a happy ending for Barry White, and goodbye to him. And in the good riddance to bad shit department, a 100-year-old hardcore racist dirtbag named Strom Thurmond, who's getting like all these memorials and outpourings from the total goonery of the nation, he passed away about a week ago. And of course that is something to be laughed about, but bizarrely enough, in the news emerged the discovery of, I'm not making this up, a half-black daughter of Strom Thurmond. This guy was one of the worst of the American racists in the politician world. This is a guy who fought every civil rights act, fought integration, stood around screaming that we have to avoid mongrelization, and he was a total fucking idiot. He's like the skinheads of today. And the news has emerged of a half-black daughter, and that is online. That is at slate.msn.com/ID/2085087, Strom Thurmond's black daughter. So, good riddance to racist scum. There was a tremendous misunderstanding on the 4th of July when, despite the fact that local television, KYW, and other TV outlets interrupted their daily programming to show all these boring speeches and cheesy ceremonies, the Reverend, participating in the July 4th actions, despite the fact that George W. Numbnuts punked out, was saying, "Let me know, Lord, that you are behind us," figuratively, only literally if you have lube, "that you are behind us figuratively, and that you are going to reverse the trend of the madmen and war criminals and forces of injustice and the demolition of freedom. Give us a sign." I guess that was misinterpreted, because the Lord proceeded to knock a sign down onto the heads of Philadelphia Mayor John Street, probably for licking Bush's ass and supporting that faith-based initiative to shift funding from social programs and legitimate social work agencies away from real professionals and to religious zealots like the Taliban, the American Christian Taliban, anti-abortion fake clinics, other deluded people who hallucinate angels, etc., etc. So John Street got conked on the head, and it was almost onto the head of Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and others. So the Lord definitely misunderstood the Reverend, "give us a sign" little prayer. However, it was not without it was not completely without amusement that happened. And just one more reason why it was a disappointment that George W. Numbnuts Bush punked out, decided to go to Safe Route and talk to the troops. But it's not good enough for me to talk about it. So I'm going to get the letter right now because it's in the studio. This is in my hands, a letter from George W. Moron Bush to Reverend Bookburn that will clarify to you why he punked out. It's also to you, so it's addressed to you and to myself and the Bookburners. Dear Reverend Bookburn and all the Bookburners and my fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight to clarify why I decided to cancel my participation in the opening celebrations of the Constitution Center this July 4th. This decision may come as a surprise to you, since as your unelected president, I have largely ignored demonstrations. Well, I can truly represent reality on Reverend Bookburn's show, because no one will believe I appeared here anyway. My cancellation in Philadelphia was due to me being a punk-ass motherfucker. Normally, I would not care about the protests, but it's different now. Most of the world is aware of the fact that I told some of the most grave and deadly lies in the history of the presidency to justify the last war. My pursuit of insatiable greed resulted in the deaths of some of our troops, as well as tens of thousands of civilians. I do not need more attention drawn to the fact that we knowingly fabricated the bullshit stories about weapons of mass destruction. Dickless Cheney, Rumsey, Airy, Condi, Colonoscopy Powell, and myself have been read with embarrassment. The oil looting is the only thing that makes us feel better. The demonstrations in Philly are like a spotlight shining on a cavalcade of liars, primarily starring yours truly. I speak to you tonight not as a leader or a war hero or even professional fundraiser. I speak to you... Holy shit. I'm not even speaking to you as Osama bin Laden's half-brother. I am speaking to you as a coward. As the lying numbnuts where extreme levels of corruption and death have reached new heights. Frankly, we have been so mad and dangerous with power that we fear a revolt. We know that the American people are very manipulable with images of flags and crosses. However, we did not expect to be so exposed about the big WMD lies. We are hoping for continued prosperity and passivity and naivete, but we aren't taking any chances. Therefore, I made a decision with Condi's help, right after she served me a brandy while wearing a French-made outfit. I decided to cancel my trip to Philadelphia and go back to what I do best, getting the troops excited. I don't want to contribute to any more attention being directed towards our big lies. I know our troops will cheer me because they are already willing to die for oil companies like good, decent Americans. I may even show up in my Rambo costume. Thank you for your understanding and God bless America. There you have it, the letter from George W. Numbnuts Bush to you, the Bookburners, about why he punked out of the July 4th ceremonies at the Constitution Center in Philadelphia after a protest was organized. Alright, here we did the song titles. Subscriptions. Alright, don't instant message me anything too weird or that I'm not going to understand. Anyway, subscriptions remaining to be checked. I don't understand what that means. Sorry. Anyways, let's see. I'm going to wait for most of this other stuff. I'll plug a few articles. I have another worship song for the cherished coffee goddesses and a few more dedications. There's also some other birthday greetings for W Numbnuts. And you might want to give him a present right now by sending this link to at least 100 people and encouraging them to send it to 100 people. VoteToImpeach.org. Let's get that emailing throughout cyberspace, even those who have done this before. The last time we said this. And let's see. We said hello to Not In Our Name and the other great groups that were at the protest. So, a couple of article plugs and then more music. I don't have a web address for this, so if you want it, I'll email it to you. Bush's Vietnam by John Pilger. Very good article. And by former Special Forces officer Stan Goff. Bring 'em on. That's about W's brave speech from an air-conditioned room behind 2 billion armed guards. Like, you know, if they want to attack us, bring it on, says the brave, brave, in a castle behind a moat, a resident. So this former Special Forces officer had a lot to say. Stan Goff, bring 'em on, question mark. That's from truthout.org. There's some other great stuff. I don't know where this is either. Surrogate mother study shows this is such a load of shit. This is another example of how we're shit-canning science, we're shit-canning education, the rules of research, the methodology of research, the scientific method, in favor of propaganda to please the American Christian Taliban. And there's so much evidence and real research to prove that the opposite is true. Surrogate mother study shows that women giving up their babies for adoption and not getting abortions have no psychological effects. A rewrite from a scientific researcher. And information on that I'll email to you. I have a lot on my computer that can dispute what a load of shit that is. However, that is going out, so you'll probably see that somewhere in cyberspace. A really hilarious site called Kissing Hank's Ass is at jhuger.com/kisshank.mv. Is this World War IV? Is this the Fourth World War? Which World War is this? James Woolsey and Subcommander Marcos say it is the Fourth. Which World War is this by Bill Weinberg? This is at World War III Report. WW3, the numeral 3, WW3Report.com. An expose on the Scientology cult. At the TV, ZENUTV.com. All right, Dr. Susie News later. The Conference for United Students Against Sweatshops is August 8th through 10th at USASnet.org. Again, August 8th through 10th, their national conference. If you want Jennifer Hunter to be on the show in about a month, you really need to give her incentive to come on and be a new customer for her telephone online domination service. And I know I get a lot of pervs attracted to the show, so call her. She's from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, and I've never seen this kind of behavior in her, so it's going to freak me out too. If she comes on here and starts acting like that, since we talk about health stuff and partying and good records and whatever. Call her, 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. Another future show I forgot to plug is an all-comedy CD and all-humor music show entitled What Would Scooby Do? And that will also be on in about a month. All right. But definitely talked out, sick of talking, which I get habitually. So, gonna play another song. This band is from beautiful Italy, and they just blew the fucking roof off of any place they ever played. The Reverend saw them live once or twice when they came over here. They reunited periodically in the 90s and in the 2000s, whatever you call that. And this is from, I don't know, some point after 2000. It's pretty recent. The reunited band entitled Raw Power. This record is called Trust Me, and this track is entitled Feed Them Grazioli. After that, we'll have a taste for the Heartbroken show, the Peace and Healing show coming up. Lord, make this machine work. Play. What the fuck? This is a Flintstones record player. Here it is. This is Saddam Hussein, and I want to wish George W. Bush a very happy birthday. I want to thank you for continuing the slaughter of civilians. I am laughing because you are exposed about the weapons of mass destruction lies. I hope you are able to find your own little non-functional missile, and may you enjoy your next pretzel. Ha ha. I'm gonna play a little taste for the show we're gonna do in a couple weeks for the heartbroken, since the Reverend knows so many people who are divorcing, broken up, or otherwise heartbroken. The Peace and Healing show in 2 weeks. This is from 1967. The band is Jefferson Airplane, and this track is entitled Today. Thank you. Penetrating one of the holes of Sister Bay, who has looted WPEB and Radio Volta, I'm listening to The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and two radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And happy birthday to my protege, George W. Numbnuts Bush. This next song is a song that was re-recorded for George W. Bush. It's by Vic Bondi, who in the early days of hardcore was in a band called Articles of Faith. And he recorded the Fortunate Son EP as an anti-war record shortly before the last war. And this song was written for George W. Numbnuts Bush, called Fortunate Son. There's also a book about Bush called Fortunate Son, which is highly recommended, and it's at Soft Skull Press, softskull.com. And this is probably the most fitting song that could be sung for him, a guy born with a silver spoon in his nose. And realistically, Daddy probably paid for that university degree. Originally recorded in the 60s by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Recorded earlier this year, this is Vic Bondi doing Fortunate Son. Oops. Play, Fred Flintstone Machine.
Something's upon me.
Daddy, it's us, your daughters. We're at the tavern having some drinks in your honor. We're a little upset about the website about us. I believe it's called bushtwinsarehot.com. But we wanted to say congratulations on staying sober most of the time, except when you're falling over from eating pretzels and drinking. We love you, Daddy, even though you embarrass us and drive us to drink and drive our cousin to drugs. This is by Mike Patton from the Rise Above Benefit CD, available from henryrollins.com. A benefit to free to West Memphis 3, which you can check out at wm3.org. Daddy, this is Mike Patton doing Six Pack.
This is Colonoscopy Powell. I am calling to wish you a happy birthday. I'm sorry that I was caught lying to the United Nations about weapons of mass destruction. And I'm sorry about boning Laura and Mrs. Cheney, even though Dickless Cheney is fully non-functional. And I hope people stop making fun of you on the radio or putting up websites that lampoon your very clever policy decisions and humanitarianism. I hope nobody goes to gwbush.com. I hope nobody goes to whitehouse.org. I hope the Reverend stops dropping shit. And I hope nobody goes to that horrible, horrible landoverbaptist.org that makes fun of all that we hold sacred. I hope nobody gives that any mind. And I hope people stay away from the Reverend site at radiovolta.org/dj/revbookburn.html. And I curse the day George Michael recorded a song that not only desecrated your fine image, but also made fun of our beloved butt boy from England, Tony Blair. How dare he use the Wag the Dog theme to record a song called Shoot the Dog? It was an absolute disgrace, and I know that you and Tony Blair are not really lovers. This is George Michael, Shoot the Dog. This goes out to George and Tony.
Thank you. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned off. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. I just couldn't resist making this guy Asshole of the Week. And I can't believe he never was before. It's not George W. Bush because he was Asshole of the Week last summer. However, Asshole of the Week is... Are you listening, George? Your daddy. Your daddy is Asshole of the Week. George H.W. Bush. Son of a Nazi supporter named Prescott Bush, who, along with Henry Ford, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for the Nazis in the currency of that day. The father of three scumbag criminals, Jeb Bush, savings and loan scam artist that cost taxpayers billions, Neil Bush, he's still hiding in Bin Laden's cave with a bag over his head, and, lest we forget, the father of George W. Numbnuts, war criminal Bush himself. Asshole of the Week, George H.W. Bush, was head of the CIA when it was funding and sponsoring bloody military takeovers of dozens of nations throughout the world, and was vice president during the Reagan-Contra wars, in which terrorism on a scale never seen in human history was exhibited, Contra slaughtering civilians in Nicaragua, Angola, and countries throughout the world to preserve the dictatorships that ensured profits for the elite in those countries, as well as the sponsoring U.S. corporations. One of the most profound murderers and criminals of all time. George H.W. Bush, friend of the American Christian Taliban, an anti-abortion terrorist, friend of white-collar criminals throughout corporate America, murderer, anti-freedom, constitution-shredding, second-generation member of the Bush crime family, George H.W. Bush. You are... asshole of the week. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, George Michael did his song about Bush and Blair called Shoot the Dog. Mike Patton did Six Pack from the Rise Above CD. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son. Jefferson Airplane did Today. It started off with Raw Power doing Feed Them Grazioli. This is Reverend Bookburn's show. It's called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is George W. Bush's Unbirthday Party. And I am cutting out so much shit and a handful of songs because I looked at the time. There's 15 more minutes on every broadcast except Atheist Network, in which there is less than 15 minutes. This show, by the way, or any show that you miss, is repeated throughout the week at atheistnetwork.com at 7 in the morning East Coast Time USA, as well as 8 or 9 at night, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and appropriately enough, Sunday mornings, when the Reverend's repeat broadcast is back-to-back with another great show, The Hour of Slack. And what an honor to be back-to-back with those folks. Dr. Susie News from Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. She wrote another fantastic editorial. Everything she writes now, I am just interpreting as another manifesto of the gods and goddesses. Her response to the Supreme Court's overturning of the anti-sodomy law of Texas that affects every sexual orientation. Dr. Susan Block, a love supreme. Our assholes belong to us. And that's the drsusanblock.com editorial/sodomy.htm. And this is also at counterpunch.org. And thank you, Counterpunch, for running Dr. Susie's works. And there's a million great articles also at counterpunch.org. Also from drsusanblock.com, check out Sex, Lies, and Weapons of Mass Destruction. Other articles at editorials and What's New and Terror Journals. Dr. Susie defeats the anti-dancer, anti-lap dance law against the Hollywood Taliban in California. And on her last show, Freedom from King George. And you can click on shows upcoming for future radio and video and web broadcasting on her show. And for past shows, shows past. The Reverend Bookburn Show live at Dr. Susan Block is from November 2002. Thank you, Dr. Susie, for another masterpiece in your A Love Supreme, Our Assholes Belong to Us editorial. All right, what else? Oh, and if there isn't enough American Christian Taliban people in the news, George W. Bush's birthday present to himself was to nominate a Taliban clone for the office of, in the Food and Drug Administration, the guy in charge of reproductive health care drugs. That's right, the guy who's going to make decisions about contraception, menstrual treatments, anything reproductive health care related to all women, to all people, is a hallucinating of angels nut job, a Christian supremacist, a guy who wrote a book with his equally nutcase wife about how women with PMS discomfort, I'm not kidding, need as a solution Bible reading and prayer. A guy who's hostile to reproductive health services, hostile to reproductive drugs, hostile to contraception, and hostile to emergency contraceptive drugs, even to victims of rape. David Hager. The Taliban would be so proud. And he is nominated once again and needs no congressional approval, so you'll have to raise hell with the resident himself, George W. Numbnuts Bush, to oppose the nomination of David Hager. And this week, The Osama bin Laden Eric Rudolph Award goes to the Minnesota legislature, who passed a law laughably titled the Women's Right to Know Act, in which all women seeking an abortion have to be, well, it's called counseling, but really, shoveled a whole lot of horseshit known as state-scripted propaganda, state-scripted texts, propaganda texts about the fetus and God loving the baby, and then waiting another 24 hours, horrible news for traveling women who have to go far, before she can get her abortion. So, Osama bin Laden and Eric Rudolph are proud of you, Minnesota legislatures. And please go to ProChoiceLeague.com and send them a couple of bucks. Bill Baird is arrested again, and they could really use it. ProChoiceLeague.com. Let's see, great stuff at MoveOn.org. And they are getting all kinds of news because they're getting more attention than ever. War on terrorism cards. War criminal trading cards at AlternativeTentacles.com. They're pretty cheap. They're only like $5. The Reverend is buying a shitload for gifts and winners of the contests and what have you. AlternativeTentacles.com. You can also get Jello Biafra's new spoken word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands, the Vic Bondi CD you heard tonight, and Daryl Cherney, and Articles of Faith, lots of other music, spoken word, incredible compilations, and benefit CDs. AlternativeTentacles.com. Oh, very talked out. Gonna play record and do our dedication to the Coffee Goddesses. Video reviews were canning for at least a week. Oh, check out the new Punk Planet, the August issue, punkplanet.com, and Noam Chomsky's book that the Reverend got at the 4th of July action. Noam Chomsky, Power and Terror, post-September 11th talks and interviews from Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. Oh, really running out of time. Eric Rudolph, the anti-abortion terrorist, caught with Timothy McVeigh literature and books. A fellow white supremacist, homophobic, woman-hating, right-wing, militia, violent terrorist, goon. No wonder he's attracted to Timothy McVeigh. All right. Enough talking. All right, thank yous later. Cover Dr. Susie. Covered vote2impeach.org. The new Heads magazine, headsmagazine.com. August issue with the interview with the Circle Jerks. Emergency contraception information you can get for yourself or to pass on to others at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Gonna play a song for W. Numbnuts' friends in the American Christian Taliban, the Christian supremacists, TV evangelists, the moral crusaders, the pretending to be sex negatives until they come out at night. A song from the 80s about TV evangelists by a band called the Hooters. This is called Satellite. Play Flintstone Machine. We'll be right back.
seized by everyone. And should you fall, well, that's okay. You love the ones that you betray. So jump in the river and learn to swim. God's gonna wash away all your sins. And when at last you see the light,
see it shine. Okay, next week is the first rehab show for Priest. 2 weeks, the Brokenhearted show, Peace and Healing. And future shows, What Would Scooby Do? Gonna play a dedication before I run out of time. This is for the Reverend's cherished coffee goddesses, who have to work for short and dickless men who walk around saying, hey, get over there. Hey, walk this guy to the table. Hey, da 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 da. And the Reverend actually had to sit near these people this morning and feels their pain. And one is as strange as the Reverend, which is, of course, a term of affection and endearment, and may actually appear on the show. So, in appreciation to the coffee goddesses, in worship of them, and in appreciation for their assistance in the creative process while getting the Reverend buzzed and ready to pull out the writing pad and write material for the show, this is Nashville Pussy doing Fried Chicken and Coffee.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.